Pope John Paul II leaves Poland for Rome today after a highly emotional and sentimental four-day visit to his homeland. John Paul visited many places dear to him in Krakow, the city where he lived for more than four decades. His message to his countrymen contained echoes of his visit home as Pope in 1979, when he galvanized Poles to rise up against the communist regime. Joining me now from Krakow is NPR's Sylvia Pajoli. Describe the mood. How have people received the Pope?
Well, the Pope has been given a rapturous welcome home. He's considered a national hero, a spiritual leader, and a kindly father figure all wrapped into one. Yesterday, more than 2 million people, 5% of the Polish population, turned out for a mass on a large meadow outside Krakow. It was a very emotional scene. His facial expressions are often rigid and undecipherable because of Parkinson's disease, but he was visibly moved. His eyes welled up with tears as the crowd cheered, "We love you and stay with us." And he responded with a quip, "So you want me to abandon Rome?" Then last night, he appeared at the window of the Archbishop's residence, his last home in Krakow, and he broke into song singing Alleluia. And he confirmed what everyone here had feared, saying, "Unfortunately, this is a farewell meeting." So all rumors circulating before the visit that he would retire in Poland have been laid to rest.
What was the Pope's message to the Poles this trip?
Well, his message was very somber and very strong, and it contrasted with his friendly ad-lib bantering with the crowd. Yesterday, in his homily, he painted a very grim picture of the contemporary world. One Polish newspaper said it will be remembered as one of the most far-reaching critiques of liberal capitalism. The Pope admonished his countrymen not to be tempted by a Western secular materialistic society. He lashed out against what he called the noisy propaganda of liberalism. He insisted that the only true Polish freedom lies in the teachings of the Catholic Church, and he reiterated his opposition to abortion, euthanasia, genetic engineering, and he echoed his historic speech on the same meadow in 1979 when he urged Poles once again to defend their nation's freedom, which he said is now endangered by different forces which want to take over this land.
Is it likely that the Polish people again will follow the Pope along, this track as they did back in 1979?
Well, it was hard to get a sense of the impact of his warnings because the emotional aspect really overshadowed the substance of his words yesterday. Now, it's no secret that the Pope is disappointed with the way post-communist Polish society has followed the Western secular model. For example, here the birth rate is down, divorce is up, many young people live together without getting married. The Catholic Church is still an influential institution, but Catholicism is much weaker than it was a decade ago. But on the other hand, Poland is now undergoing its first economic crisis in a decade. There's great uncertainty and disillusionment with free market reforms and with the sacrifices that have to be made to get into the European Union, which will be subject to a referendum next year. The leftist government was hoping the Pope would publicly endorse EU membership for Poland, as he did on his last visit here 3 years ago. But yesterday, John Paul made no mention of the European Union. Today, a Polish commentator said the Pope appeared more hesitant now on this issue and added, "I hope that's not his final word, and I hope the Polish people won't read his lips in the strictest political sense."
Sylvia, thank you. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli in Krakow, Poland.